Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website up there is weather.utexas.edu. It's Tuesday, the 13th day of September, 2022. Folks, not a whole heck of a lot to talk about. Kind of a strange situation today. I think there's a, based on the high-resolution short-range forecast guidance that we're seeing this morning, there could be a thunderstorm or two this afternoon around South Central Texas. I think the best location probably will be southeast of Austin, maybe up in the hill country, up in Llano and parts of Burnett County as well this afternoon. But I'm just not that confident of it. These models that we're using, the high resolution, short range models, have not been as good lately. And as a result, I'm just not confident enough to officially put it in the forecast. But I do mention it, we'll kind of let it go at that. I think perhaps down the road, maybe Thursday into Friday, to the southeast of Austin, mainly over the Texas coastal plains, we could see some showers and thunderstorms late week, but I'm also not confident enough with that to mention that for the Austin area, too far inland. Now, this morning, we've got showers and a few thunderstorms along the Texas coast. There's one little shower at mid-morning down southeast of Port Lavaca, down along the Texas coast, or just inland. But that's about it. We've seen a couple of showers. There was one actually earlier today just between Wharton and Columbus down south of I-10, about halfway between here and Houston. But that's going to be about it. We'll watch this afternoon and tonight. One thing for sure that you can bank on over the next 7 days is that most of us will get no rainfall. Or if we do, it'll be little in the way of rainfall, and certainly only a few locations seeing it as the dry weather pattern continues. I expect temperatures as well to be above seasonal averages. Now, yesterday, we got up to 92 out at Camp Mabry on Monday and 91 out at Birch. We'll be a little warmer than that. I'm thinking more of the mid-90s over the next couple of days. Even as we make our way into the weekend, first part of next week, little change. There have been some indications once we get into early next week, we may be more like the upper 90s for highs. We'll keep an eye on that. The computer models, the global models, suggest maybe a little better chance of rain by the middle and latter part of next week. That is holding up a little bit in the 8 to 14-day outlook as prepared by the Climate Prediction Center, part of the National Weather Service. They're indicating maybe that we'll get back to at least near normal rainfall in the 8 to 15-day period. But, folks, not a whole lot to hang your hat on right now as far as any rain chances. While you can very solidly hang your hat on temperatures above seasonal averages and a fair amount of sunshine over the coming days. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, 13th day of September, 2022. I'll update my website, including my audio weather thoughts, as well as my 7-day forecast, which is actually on the website. I'll do that again on Wednesday morning. I hope you have a good Tuesday. It's going to be a toasty one out there, high temperatures well into the 90s, so stay cool. We'll talk again tomorrow.